business news starts with a big jump in the unemployment rate. NPR's business news starts with a big jump in the unemployment rate. Unemployment is now at a two-year high of 5%. The Labor Department's latest jobs report out this morning shows that very few jobs were added to the U.S. economy in December. And that raises more fears, we should emphasize, of recession, not confirmation, at least not yet. NPR's Jim Zirolli is on the line to talk about this. And I want to understand this, Jim. This means that the job market is still growing, but not as quickly as the number of people entering the workforce. Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, the expectation had been that there would be, I think, a gain of about 70,000 jobs. Even that would have been, you know, pretty unspectacular. But we did even worse than that. We only got 18,000 jobs. You really have to go back to August 2003, which was, of course, not long after 9/11, to see worse numbers than these. Construction, manufacturing, retail, they all lost jobs in December. Healthcare and professional services did come in on the plus side, but basically these were pretty weak numbers.
How are the markets responding to this news today?
Well, so far the stock market has gone down pretty much. I mean, that's to be expected. We're going to have to wait and see naturally. I mean, the big question at this point is what the Federal Reserve is going to do. Wall Street, the markets really want to see a big rate cut. This would seem to increase the odds of that. On the other hand, there's been some signs of inflation picking up, and that is definitely going to limit how far the Fed can go.
Oh, so there may not be too much more the Fed can do.
If there is a lot of evidence of inflation, yeah. But I think at this point, the expectation is there's going to be a cut.
Okay, Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zirolli with the latest news that the unemployment rate has hit 5%.